So Perikov Gimel. But yeah, so Yirmiyahu again turns to the kings of Yehuda, and he treats them as, he calls them ro'im, shepherds, right? Which we know is very often the mashal that we use for leaders. But, you know, in this case, they're bad. Well, it's not that being a shepherd is a bad thing. It's that being a bad shepherd is a bad thing. Woe, you shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Which obviously, since, you know, the goal of a shepherd is to keep the sheep together and not that let them die. The fact that they have led to their destruction and to their galut, which is the equivalent of letting your sheep, you know, alternate between dying and scattering to the ends of the earth, you know.
You lost your sheep.
Yes, exactly. Lachain, Komar Adonai Le Yisrael al haroim haroim etami atem avodim etzoni vata dichum velo fakatem odam. So you weren't careful with my sheep, so I'm going to punish you. I'm going to take good care of you. As good care as you took of them, I'm going to take care of you. But he says, but don't worry, the sheep will be fine. I will take over as shepherd. And that's a wonderful right moment, right? Because he says, instead of saying, I will bring back the Jews, he keeps the metaphor. It's just that he becomes the shepherd. I will bring them back, and uparu viravu, right? And this is, now, is this specifically after Galut Bavel? And he's saying that it won't be that long, right? That's what the Radak says, right? Imal kibbutz Bavel. A galut bavel amar ye perish velo yiru odzman rav o ye kamashmo leolam v'omer al kibbutz ze galut kamo parsha ba'acharav v'onachor. He says either this is galut bavel and saying it won't be long, or this is like a statement of a general statement. You know that God will bring the Jews back and take care of them. And I will give them new shepherds, and they will no longer fear. Right, meaning, the Rabbal Brunel says, right, I will bring back Yashiv Malchem Kavri Shana. I will bring back good kings who take care of them, so they won't have to be
scattered.
Yeah, they won't have to be. Right now, this might be messianic. Right, that's what the Barbanel seems to say, right? That this didn't really happen. Right. He says, right? So again, one possibility is that this is about the first bayit, right? Meaning, or the galut bayit sheni, meaning the return of the galut after the first bayit. Or this is messianic, which again is what the Barbanel thinks, what the Radak thinks in the end. Because as we're gonna see, it says they won't fear again. Now, in bayit sheni, it wasn't exactly like that. People were, you know, it wasn't great. And that's why they pushed towards this messianic read. Hine yamim bayim nu madanai vakimoti le David semach tzadik umalach melech vihiskil vasam mishpat tzakav aretz. Now again, this imagery that you get several times in Tanakh, which becomes the basis of our bracha, right? We got it as well in Yeshayahu, is that David or the Davidic king is itzemach. Itzemach David. Okay, good. As long as we don't have blank looks there. In Yeshayahu, Yud Aleph, it's Vayeze Choter Migeza Yishai. Now, the okay, so no, it was not. Okay, I'm gonna tear Korea now. Like, okay. So, anyways, right? So he says, now, why is he, right, a plant, right? Why here and Yeshua is he a plant? So one possibility is that he's saying that, you know, there'll be, even though you don't see it now, like there's a beginning and it will grow, or it highlights the fact that Geula is a process, and that's why you talk about it as a plant. And the Radak again says, because he prefers the Messianic read, that Zeu HaMashiach, the Karut Semach Sheyeh, right, the Radak takes different approaches that it'll be like it's multitudinous. I don't know if that's a word. I think it is, actually.
I think it actually is.
Multitudinous, right?
I think it's a word.
Yeah, that, right, but he's going to bring everyone with him, right? It's going to be flowering. And be amav, tivashayu, davi, Israel, yishkot, lavetach, vizesh, shemo, shikroa, adonai, tzidkenu. Right now, again, he's going to carry out justice, and he's going to be, in this one, he will save, and he will be called Hashem, tzidkenu, right? Which is interesting, because obviously in the previous pasuk, he will do tzedek and mishpat, he will be just, and then God will therefore be the matzdiko tana, right? The one who declares us righteous, or maybe judges us favorably, or judges our enemies, bitzedek. And again, right, is this messianic or not? So again, Radak, Abar Manel, take it as more messianic. The Malbim says, no, that this be, sorry, he assumes, like the Ramanals, he often does, that it's messianic, right? Because he says they weren't fully saved in Bayit Sheni. But again, you could read this as Bayit Sheni and just assume that this is, you know, a less complete salvation. And now we get to very famous Psukim. Lachain hine yamim ba'im nu madanai v'lo yom ro'od chai adonai sh'alad b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. And you will no longer say, and we saw this as well in Parak Tet Zayin, that God is, you will never, no longer refer to God as the God who took you out of Egypt, or the God who took you out of Bavel. Remember, we saw this in Parak Tet Zayin, and we know that the Gemara says, that what does that mean, you won't say it again? Meaning, you won't say it at all, or you won't say it exclusively or primarily. And the Gemara in Brachot gives the comparison between Avram, where we say v'lo yikre shemo od Avram, he's never again called Avram, he's only ever called Avraham. And when we say v'lo yikre shemo od Yaakov, we still call him Yaakov and Yisrael. And we also noted at the time that the Ramban thinks that this is the halachic reason that we switch the months from calling them Achodesh Rishon, which... What? Right, because Achodesh Rishon is from Yitziat Mitzrayim, and now we talk at Nisan because these are Bavli names, which remind us of the return, no, the return from Bavel. This.
Read the pasuk.
Right, now, I mentioned at the time, we did this when we did the calendar shiur, if you remember, on secular New Year's. I did Parents on Learning, so I don't know if you were there. Right, but Yosef Albo brings this as a proof against the Rambam that mitzvot are eternal. Right, he's like, clearly not. Clearly they don't have to be. You can have... Well, that's the thing. He assumes like the Rambam is, and therefore he assumes...
Isn't Zecher Mitzrayim, he's saying, is it?
No, not Zecher. He actually meant on the calendar there, that you can have it so they're not eternal. This pasuk. This pasuk and the one in Tet Zayin. What? Yeah, this and the parallel in Tet Zayin that we saw. That's exactly where it comes from. That's why we saw it a few weeks ago in Tet Zayin. Yes. Yes, you did.
Yes, from him.
So, Kiyim Chaya Adonai Asher Lev Asher Hevi Yitzar B'nei Yisrael Me'er Tzafona Mikol Ha'aratzot Asher Yidachtam Shav Yishuv Al Matam. You will be known as the God who took us back from the northern lands. La'nevi'im Nishbar. And now in Pasuk Daddy switches. And he says, okay, so things will get better. Eventually. But, and this is, of course, you know, this is always, you know, the problem in Yirmiyahu, where he'll go from 8 psukim of everything will be eventually good, and then he immediately says, but by the way, those people who say things are good now, I hate you people so much. You're terrible people, because it won't be okay right now. It'll be okay eventually. La nivim nishbar li bi v'kirbi rachafu kolatz v'dayiti ki ish shikor v'chever avaro yayin v'nei adonai v'nei divrei kadsho. Because of the prophets, meaning, as Rashi says, the one who says, Shalom Yelachem, what you have done to me is my heart is broken within me, my bones shake, I am like a drunken man who has been overcome with wine because of God, of his holy words. Meaning, you are saying it'll all be good, and I am overflowing with bad news. Yay. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, right, and there are docs says, yeah, well, obviously you're talking about Nevi'i Sheker, because if there were, had been Nevi'i Ne'emet that anyone would listen to, you know, maybe someone would have done tshuva. Crazy idea there. But everyone assumes here that this is Now, why wine, right? So it's like the anger, the confusion. Kimin afim malaretz kimipnei Allah of laharetz yavshan ot midbar v'tim rutzatam ra'ag v'rotam lochein. For the land is full of adulterers, of false swearing. The pastures dry up. Their course is evil. Their might is not right. Now, again, are they min afim? Always, is that actual niyuf? Or is it that they are, you know, betraying God, the worshiping of a desire, they're going to foreign nations, right? They're unjust, these people. Kigam Navi, Gam Kohen Chanif, Gam Bevitzim Atam, Nium Adonai. The Navi and the Kohen are profane in the Mikdash, right? As Rashi says, yeah, they even put a Avodah Zarah in the Beit HaMikdash. And the Radak says, yes, they are worshiping foreign gods in the Mikdash, which is, you know, all things being equal, terrible. All things not being equal, still terrible. Still terrible. Lachen yedarkam lehem chalak lakot ba'afila yidachu v'nafluva ki avi lehem ra'ash nat kudutam nodanai. So their way will be slippery. In the darkness, they will be driven on and fall, and I will bring evil to them in the year of punishment. Right now, I assume at some level, right, the image here is that you're trying to lead the Jews on a certain path, and therefore use imagery of, you know, you will be led on a terrible, terrible path. Now he turns to the Nevi'i Shomron. Nevi'i Shomron, ra'iti tifla hinabu v'bal v'etu damit Israel. In Shomron, it's worse. In Yehudah, at least they're talking in the name of God. Shomron, they don't even pretend. They are just are Nevi'i Habal. And they lead people to Avodah Zarah. Uvenivei Yerushalayim, ra'iti sha'arura. Na'of v'haloch v'sheker v'chezku yidei mirim levelti shavu ish merato ha'yulei chulam kistom v'yoshvei kamara. Actually, I don't know which is worse. It says in the Nevi'i Yerushalayim, I've also seen horrible things. They commit adultery, walk in lies, strengthen evildoers, so that no one ever does tshuva. They are like Sodom and Amara. Yeah. Yep. Right. Again, both in terms of the fact that I'm going to destroy them and the fact that it's unethical as stone. So I will feed you, I believe it's gall and wormwood. Yes. Gall and wormwood. Yes. Horribly bitter, probably poisonous things.
I think I'm allergic to wormwood.
Which, of course, also invokes which parasha? Nope.
You're not talking about... No, you're not talking about that.
In Devarim, Perek Chavtet, when God is saying that there will be people who curse... Pen yesh b'chem ish o isha o mishpachah shavlovona yom yim adonai lalechet lavor elohim elea goyim ha'em. Pen yesh b'chem shoresh pore rosh v'la'ana. There it's not feeding them, but those words are invoking the people who follow Avodah Zarah. Kom aran adonai tzvot, al tishmol divrei nevim anivim lachem, mahablim heim ha'etchem chazon libam yidaber lo mipi adonai. Don't listen to the nevim. They are saying just whatever, right, the vapor that comes out of their mouth, the vision of the mouths. Omrim amor l'menatzai dibar adonai shalom yelachem. V'kol oleich b'shirit lebo imro lotav alechem ra. They say, it'll be peace. Nothing bad will happen. Timi amad b'sodanai v'hira v'yishma dvaro. Mihikshiv dvaro v'yishma. He says, aha, really? Really? So who exactly was it who stood in the secret discussions of God? Was it you? And it was not you. It was me. I know what God wants. You don't. Right? Malbim says, right, these are two different nevuot. You are neither a Navi, nor did you hear some batkol. You heard nothing from God. Hinei sarat onai chema yatza v'sar mitcholel arosh rishaim yachul. You know what God His presence is right now. It's a storm. His wrath has gone forth, a terrible storm, and it will smash burst the heads of the wicked, which is, of course, the opposite of Eliyahu, where there's a storm and the pasuk says God is not in the storm. Yirmiyahu says, now, in the time of Yirmiyahu, God was not in the storm. He was in the cold man madaka, in the thin, still voice. Now, God is not in that, right? It's clearly in conversation with that. He's saying, no, now he is totally in the storm, the destroying storm, and that's what's going to hit you. And his wrath will not return until he did what he wants to do. I didn't send these Nevi'im, but they spoke. I didn't want them to talk, and they did. And now, if they had been in my secrets and had tried to turn people back, so that would have been great. He said, am I, now this is a hard part to parse, am I a close God and not far off? So Rashi says, do you think that I only know what's going on when I'm close? No, I always know what's going on, even from quote unquote afar. The Rikara says, do you think I only know what's happening in public and not in private? The Radak says, do you think I'm like other gods, right? Based on Chadashim Mikarov Ba'u, right? Meaning, it's the other way around. It's close gods, meaning new gods. Am I a new god? No, I'm far temporally, meaning I've always been God, right? I'm not new to this game of being God, right? You can't just trick me. You can't just replace me. And you can't do whatever you want. You think you can hide and I won't see you? I fill the heavens and the earth. Wherever you are, I shall see you, I shall find you. I heard the lies you said, saying you had a dream. How much do you have to have these false things in your heart? Do you think that you can make my people forget me with your dreams that you tell each other? And make them forget me for Baal, and Vieshe to Chalom, Misaper Chalom, Vasher Dvari, to Yidaber Divrei Emet, Malateven et Habar Numadonai. He said, the true Nevi'im, the false Nevi'im have dreams. The new ones say my words. What does the straw have to do with the wheat? Right? Meaning, right, you're trying to make this all up, but the difference between my Nevi'im and you guys is, you know. And do you know what's going to happen to you, straw? My words are like fire and like a hammer which shatters the rock, which Chazal uses an imagery for Torah. And that, right, the notion of like Shivim Panim La Torah. So one of the images that Chazal uses, Kapatish Yifotitzela, that God's word is like a hammer that shatters the rock into many different interpretations. Rikara just says, no, it means that there's a consequence. You know, if a rock hits you in the head or a hammer hits you in the head or burns you or fire burns you, now there will be consequences. So I'm coming against you, the people who are stealing my words. I'm coming against you, the people who just say things. I'm coming against you, O dreamers of falsehoods, who say these things, these lies, and trick my people. Pachazutam is your.
So their lies and
flippancy. Yeah, no, that's not strong
flippancy?
Yeah, it's not, but. Right, because Pacha, like your.
Slander?
Well, look, but you also have, like, by, right, by Reuven, Pachas Kamayim Al Tatar is, like, hasty, but it's like. But it's, in this case, yeah, like these lies just come so naturally. And when they will ask you, what is this burden of Hashem? Right? Because Masa is, right, a nevuah, but he's saying, when they ask you, mockingly, right? What is this burden on you? Which is another name for nevuah. The one who says it, I will punish him and his family. When they ask, what did Hashem say? They will no longer be able to mention, right, the nevuah of God. Right? You will not have that burden anymore. Your own words will be your burden. Right, there's a bit hard, again, a bit hard to read. Right, so Shaddal assumes it's, is it God's word that's a masa? No, it's your words which are fake that is a masa. Right, the Radak says it will be in your heart is the heaviness, right? Because you know that it's not true, right? You'll be saying masa Hashem, but in your heart there'll be a. When they ask you, well, what did God say? And if you keep saying this, well, I'm going to say don't, because this is not what God said. Obviously, play on words. So I will forget you, right? Which sounds very much like masa. I will forget you. I will make you be forgotten. And I will put on you an eternal disgrace that shall never be forgotten. Oh, joy. Always happy. Yirmiyahu is always... Whoever said Yirmiyahu wasn't a happy Navi?